All right, and welcome back to State of the News. I'm Gabe Bullard. I'm joined by Debbie Yetter of the Courier Journal. Debbie, you've written a series of articles this week on status offenders, and one of them starts off with this line. Here's your lead. Kentucky judges are jailing youths for truancy and other non-criminal offenses at one of the highest rates in the nation, sidestepping federal and state laws and ignoring the near-unanimous agreement of experts and advocates that it harms children. Could you describe this a little bit? First of all, why are they being jailed for non-criminal offenses?
Sure, Gabe. It's been a kind of a long-running problem in Kentucky, and it seems to be a case of the courts not really knowing what to do with these kids. These are situations where kids are runaway, where they skip school. Those are the majority of things that lead to what they call status offenses, an offense that wouldn't be a problem if you were an adult because you don't have to go to school and you're not a runaway at that age. But As a sort of a lack of anything else to do, judges sometimes are jailing kids for contempt of court. Now, you technically can't jail a kid for a status offense since it's not actually a criminal violation. But if a judge, say, orders a child to quit running away or go to school and the child skips school or runs away, then the judge can find him in contempt of court. It's kind of a loophole in the law. And then they end up in juvenile jails, which doesn't seem to really be making anyone happy. The juvenile justice folks don't believe they belong there. Most advocates don't, but it's still happening.
And is this an effective way to fight truancy?
Apparently not. Kentucky continues to have a fairly high truancy rate, and most of the advocates I talk to and folks who deal with kids and judges, family court judges, say truancy generally is a symptom of broader problems within a family. It's poverty, it could be bullying, it could be mental health issues, severe abuse or neglect in the home, all these factors. And sometimes before a kid finally comes to the attention of the court, they may have missed 50 or 60 days in a school year, which is really kind of amazing. And at that point, if the courts are on it, they will kind of look into this and try to address the problems that are keeping the child from going to school.
Yeah, is there anything being done to look at these problems? One person you write about, one of the children didn't want to go to school out of being bullied, and there are a number of concerns that students have that are making them miss this. Is there anything going on to treat those symptoms? Those causes?
Again, budgets are tight everywhere in counties and statewide for social services and community programs, and frequently what the judges tell me is the families need services. They may need mental health counseling. They need help with basics like food, clothing, shelter. Jefferson County alone has 10,000 kids who are considered homeless out of a population of about 100,000 school kids. So there are efforts to address it. I don't think there is any kind of major statewide initiative or anything system-wide to take on the problem.
Is there any difference in how this works geographically? Is Jefferson County any different than, say, any of the other more rural counties?
In our reporting this, it seemed, for one thing, Jefferson County, which has, I believe, 10 family court judges, by policy, even though law allows it, they do not typically jail status offenders. They try to find foster placements. They try to get the school involved with services to the family. They try to find an emergency shelter if necessary, but they don't detain them. Some judges around the state have varying attitudes about it, and it seems in districts without family courts, and not all of Kentucky has a family court system where the judges are more involved with the whole family, but if it's a district judge, you tend to see more of it in those counties, just anecdotally looking around, where out of lack of other options or understanding of what to do, they may just end up thinking they'll teach the child a lesson and detain them.
And what does this cost? First of all, how long are some of these kids ending up in jail for?
Well, Kentucky Youth Advocates has done a lot of research on this issue. It's hard to tell just from the raw data, but their determination was that kids stay anywhere from an average of 5 to 6 days in a juvenile jail. And it's not cheap. It's much cheaper to house adults than kids. And I think the average cost per child per day is $210 currently.
And you write that this ends up costing the state in the long run as well, not addressing these problems that lead to truancy.
Right. Educators are concerned about that because kids with chronic absenteeism and truancy problems tend to drop out or fare poorly in school. And that's not what they believe the workforce needs.
And is there some legislation out there to possibly make some changes to this?
Yes. A bill came up last session in January of 2011, but didn't get through the legislature that would really just promoted some kind of modest efforts to try to recognize and deal with the problem, promote awareness, get more information to judges, limit length of these court orders where kids can be found in contempt. Kelly Flood of Lexington, a representative, has proposed that legislation again for 2012, and it seems to have a little more interest this time.
Is this one of those things? We see these issues a lot in the General Assembly. They'll come up one year, be largely ignored. They'll come up another year and get a little bit of attention, and then eventually, maybe 5 or 6 years after it's first introduced, there's action taken on.
Yeah, sometimes it gets traction after 2 or 3 times. Some lawmakers have told me, don't expect it the first time, but sooner or later, they hope to get it through.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for being here. Debbie Yetter with the Courier-Journal has written a series of articles on status offenders, and we'll make sure to link to those on WFPL.org.